Well, he won several major political endorsements from the L.A. Times to L.A. City Council member Mitch O'Farrell, but after forcing incumbent Gil Cedillo into a runoff for the first L.A. City Council district seat, the campaign of Joe Braly is disintegrating. Social media accounts for Braly have revealed behavior that some say, by conventional standards, is somewhat unbecoming of an elected official. It includes racist, fat-shaming, and even transphobic remarks posted on an online message board. Here to talk more about the surprising rise and what some would say shocking fall of his campaign is Kevin Roderick. He's here, as he is every Monday, with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Larry.
So, first, Kevin, how did Braly get to this point? After all, it is not easy to force a sitting council member in LA into a runoff. What issues is he running on?
No, it's not easy at all. And you know what Joe Braly did was he ran a very community-centric campaign. This is the first district. It's mostly on the east side, and it's a place where he's from, and he was able to appeal to his community of bicycle activists and other community activists and build enough of a base to get into the runoff, you know, in these kind of districts. The turnout's not very high, so you don't need to win over a whole lot of voters, and so I think that helped him. It was a big surprise that he got into the runoff, and really that was when the true test was going to begin of just how large his political base was.
You know, the Times and O'Farrell have since withdrawn their endorsements because of this news, but Braly is really going all in. He divulged other past transgressions in a social media post recently. What were they, and why did he decide to do that?
Yes, this was the strategy perhaps less taken by other people. Well, once a story came out in LAist, highlighting the comments that had been made on an online forum by Braly, this is somewhat surmising, but I think he took a look at what was ahead of him, that there was going to be certainly more investigations done of his past by the Cedillo campaign and perhaps by independent journalists as well, and he decided to get out in front of it. So what he did last week, after he started to lose the endorsements of the Times and Mitch O'Farrell, was he went to Facebook and he said, well, here are some other things that might come out about me, including that he had had affairs while he was married and that he had failed to pay taxes for his business. And what he did is he thought he would get out ahead of that before someone else reports it. And I guess he accomplished that. But what it did was, you know, add this other element to the breaking story about him. And now people are really seriously questioning his candidacy.
You think he's too late?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, he's on the ballot. There's no way to do anything about that. He was always the upstart and the challenger. So I think anything that undercuts his strength is certainly going to make it hard for him to beat an entrenched incumbent like Gil Cedillo. And he has already lost the backing of some of the bicycle community.
Even. Sure. You know, these revelations allegedly came about due to opposition research by the Cedillo campaign. What evidence do we have of this?
You know, I don't think we have black and white evidence of that, but Gil Cedillo has a lot of backing. He's been in office here a long time as a state legislator before he joined the city council. He's got labor on his side. He has a lot of people behind him, and I would not question at all that there was some deep and serious opposition research going on both sides of this campaign. My mind immediately went to that when this story came out at LAist, that this was something that was probably assisted by people who are friendly to Cedillo. I can't prove it, and I'm not sure I would spend any time trying to.
You think the revelations are deep enough, strong enough, that he'll drop out?
Well, I think that's it's hard to say at this point. You know, he's going to be on the ballot. The ballot will not be changed. Ballots have already been arriving in people's homes. People can already vote by mail. So whether or not he does declare that he's dropping it, doesn't matter. He's going to be there on the ballot. And I just think he is, at this point, a wounded candidate.
So the runoff election scheduled for May 16th. We'll see what happens. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.